It's time now for the Caregiver Corner on AM 1300 KGLO. And on the live line today, we have Lark Trigstad. Hey, Lark.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just doing terrific.
You're
getting through another hot week weather-wise, aren't you?
Yeah, fun, too. Right in Iowa summer.
Oh, my. Yeah, we're getting ready for the 4th of July. And boy, then summer really flies, doesn't it?
It does. Yes. Yes, it does.
Well, today, you've got us on our Caregiver Corner program with seeing the slideshow stuff here. So what's with the aging caregiver slideshow?
Yeah.
Is it one of those annoying website slideshows or photo galleries that display one click at a time, minute amounts of information that they could just as easily have provided on a single page and in a reasonable length article?
Oh, you're exactly right. And depending on how website platforms and measuring tools like Google Analytics count up things, a slideshow can be a good thing for the site's stats. They try to keep track of who's clicking. So sometimes these website slideshows can be a very effective way of communicating information. And the one I looked at is entitled Tips to Aging Gracefully.
Ah, so let's talk about the topic of aging gracefully and all of the tips. Caregivers are generally older adults with multiple self-care issues, so these tips are great. The first one is getting plenty of sleep.
Oh, boy, that's really incredibly important for all of us. Sleep deprivation is really a growing epidemic across the country, and insufficient sleep raises the risk of obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular issues, and other chronic illnesses.
That's why I firmly believe in naps.
There you go.
Inadequate sleep may result in bags under the eyes, and the skin could appear dull too. Experts recommend that patients of all ages get lots of sleep in order to have healthy skin and maintain an independent, active lifestyle into old age.
You got it. And, you know, most adults need 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night, and adults aged 65, that'd be me, and above, generally need 7 to 8 hours of sleep.
All right, the second top tip, learn to accept change.
Whoa.
One of the first things an individual must do as they get older is to accept the changes they will have to make to their lifestyle and looks and embrace these changes for the better.
I know, and that's a really hard one. But, you know, accepting these life changes is a significant key to psychological health. As aging changes everyone, and it's inevitable. I mean, for instance, individuals need to realize that they'll be more tired. You might have less energy, and you probably will do things more slowly than before, which is okay. Seniors who think rigidly do not do this, and as they experience the natural changes and their health status associated with aging. So if they fight it, it's going to be not so good.
It's tough. It's tough. Third tip, be creative to remain actively engaged. As science has proven, staying active, especially well into the golden years, not only helps an individual look younger, but also helps them keep healthy and helps their body function properly.
Right. And staying active helps to jumpstart the metabolism, and which can be achieved by being physically active for at least 20 to 30 minutes a day. But, you know, get creative with staying active. In reality, we may have chronic illnesses that necessitates a modified active lifestyle, like me right now. You know, rehabilitation after injury, illness, or surgery as we age requires a mental as well as a physical adaptation. So throw in the caregiver role on top of that, and creative physical activity for your health status is really a must.
Last year, wasn't there an internet buzz about how hard did aging hit you challenge? Yeah. Challenge was upload your first ever profile pic on Facebook and your most recent profile right next to it.
Yeah. Okay, so one New York police precinct posted a set of photos of an officer when he was just a child dressing up as a cop. And you see that picture there, Tim?
Yeah.
And then now the other picture is serving in uniform as an adult. And that was 2008 versus 2019. And the heading stated, while this job does age you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we can relate to all of that.
We can. Sometime, Lark, I'll have to show you some pictures that I have hanging in my office. Yeah.
It gets kind of scary, doesn't it?
Sometimes it can be, I guess. We really aren't recommending the aging slideshow or photo gallery for tips on aging gracefully.
No.
Yet, the information on this one was really helpful.
It was. And, you know, bottom line, caregivers, actually, that means all of us, because we have to care for ourselves. To age gracefully, one needs to anticipate the changes that are inevitable. That's half the battle. And, you know, for years, as you start to change, it's like you can't believe it. You do all the things to prevent aging, but it's going to happen. So the better you can cope with it and accept it, the better it is on your psyche and physically. So
you have to embrace change.
Oh, golly, yeah. And that's not always so easy, but what you going to do?
Right. Right.
And these days, we have had a lot of changes.
Oh, my. We really, really do. Hey, Lark, if somebody wants to find out more about these type of topics, where can you send them?
Okay. Our website is very easy to use. It's at northiowasagelink.com. And, you know, it's just those are the kind of things we can do for ourselves is, you know, browse through there, see if there are tips for growing older, being a caregiver, things that other people have tried and work. So that's what we're trying to do, is serve the older adult community. So, yeah.
Fantastic stuff. Always great to talk to you.
Yeah, you too. Hang in there. Don't do too much surfing.
Not a chance.
Okay.
Hey, have a great week and a great 4th of July.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Lark. Lark Trickstad with us, and that's our Caregiver Corner this week on AM 1300 KGLO.